This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 10th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A British jury has convicted only three of eight alleged conspirators in the foiled August 2006 terror plot against Transatlantic Airlines. If you recall, this is the case that you can thank for bringing us the ban on liquids and gels in your carry-on. The Los Angeles Times reports the jury returned guilty verdicts against 27-year-old Abdullah Ahmed Ali, 28-year-old Assad Sarwar, and 27-year-old Tanvir Hussain, all charged with conspiracy to commit murder. All three are British citizens of Pakistani descent. The jury failed to convict four other defendants, although they remain jailed on other charges. 27-year-old accused ringleader Mohammed Gulzar was acquitted of all charges. Prosecutors are reportedly considering new trials against the other seven. Eads appears to be betting a weak U.S. dollar will remain a problem for its Airbus division through at least 2012. Its union workforce isn't likely to be happy with its response. Reuters reports that the Airbus Power 8 restructuring plan, which is planned to produce over 2 billion euros in annual cost savings by 2010, will be taken further in an attempt to save another 650 million by 2012. The new plan, called Power 8 Plus, includes plans to build aircraft parts in Tunisia to save costs. The idea to manufacture in Tunisia originated with French Airbus supplier Latécoère, which makes aircraft doors and other parts. Eads chief executive Louis Gallois told the newspaper Le Monde, quote, Airbus will take over Latécoère's proposal to set up in Tunisia to make ordinary parts and invest in more sophisticated production in France, especially for composites. We'll do the same in Germany and Spain, unquote. The company has moved to assure its unions that there will be no additional job cuts in Europe, where 10,000 employees and contractors are already slated for furlough. The stock markets liked the announcement. Eads shares closed up over 2% on the Paris Exchange yesterday. The Airbus A380 was nearly 2 years late in reaching market, due in large part to problems integrating wiring harnesses designed in France and Germany. In an unwelcome irony, Emirates has reportedly taken its first A380 offline to work on an electrical fault. An airline spokesman says the problem was discovered at the end of a training mission. The International Herald Tribune reports the plane, which entered service July 1st and has been serving the airline's New York route, is scheduled to be back in service this weekend, but reduced from three flights per week to two to accommodate engineering and training needs. Airbus announced earlier this month it will be late in delivering Emirates' second A380, but remains confident it can meet its goal of delivering 12 aircraft to customers this year. Emirates is using a Boeing 777-300ER temporarily to fill in on its New York to Dubai route. Boston-based investment banker and competitive sailor Andrew Nelson has joined X-Corp Aerospace of Mojave, California as chief operating officer. Nelson recently left a banking and aerospace consulting career to return to his high-tech roots, which include a first job as an engineer with Pan Am World Services at Cape Canaveral. He earlier earned a BSEE at Ohio University and his MBA at MIT's Sloan School of Management. X-Corp CEO and co-founder Jeff Grayson calls Nelson a good fit. Nelson comments, quote, success on Wall Street depends on finding opportunities and solutions for our clients before anyone else does. You have to examine technology and developments for critical needs. Then you must determine which firm is best poised to take advantage of the opportunities created by these market changes. X-Corp has such a team, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Alaska Airlines installs Honeywell's runway advisory system fleet-wide. Massachusetts gets serious about attracting air service to Worcester. And a student pilot lands a DA-20 short of a runway in Colorado. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Larry Neal, who's actually brought a fly-drive vehicle to market at an affordable price. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.